Told you once, now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now the way I feel, here's my advice. Now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now tell you twice.
Hello, hello, good evening, everyone. My name is T-Drake, and you are tuned into God's Gift through His Word. This is your girl here. So I just wanted to share with you guys just briefly that, of course, I'm going to be making sure I provide more episodes over here. It's been a wild and crazy ride, y'all, for real. And I have been getting up early and putting everything on Wisdom, the Wisdom app. And it takes me a lot of time to like switch over because I'm like going through, you know, life in general. I'm just like, okay, wow. But I'm going to work on doing that. But I did want to share that over the weekend doing BSF, we were in John chapter 4 with the woman at the well and had such great discussion about Jesus talking to her. And as he talked to the woman at the well, it was discovered a lot with not just myself, but discussion leaders and also group members, that Jesus was so compassionate. He didn't speak at the woman. He didn't speak at her. He spoke with her. And the dialogue that they had, you know, you can hear and sense that he had deep concern for her. And although he even called her out and said, well, where are your husbands, right? And he let her know, like, yeah, you're absolutely right. And I'm paraphrasing you guys, but stating that the husband that she has now is not her own. But he did not condemn her. He did not call her out and really make her feel horrible, but he did let her know that he knew about her everything. And that's one of the things that we can hang our hats on, we can trust in and rely on, is that when you think and when you know that people do not understand you, they can't really get you. Know this, that the Lord Jesus Christ, He knows you, He gets you, He understands you, and He knows everything about you. And to be misunderstood is always something that can be frustrating, because being misunderstood and then having a miscommunication breakdown, sometimes that can lead to all different kinds of other feelings. And if you don't have a person who's willing to say, listen, okay, if I didn't understand something, you didn't understand something, let's come together and figure out where we have the miscommunication, and let's redirect, let's change what that was and figure it out so that we can understand each other. And I've done that so much with my friend, who has been amazing with that. For me, sometimes I would just rather shut down than to try to expound on something or explain it. I just, like, you know, if it's going to be left that way, then I don't really want to engage. And that's not the best way to move forward in anything. When you come together with someone and you can figure out where the misunderstanding is, it's a lot better. And I just appreciate having friends like that, that are willing to take time to unpack whatever it is and say, hey, no, we're not going to leave it like that. There's something that's not right, but we can we can meet and figure it out. We can figure out where was the break in our conversation or whatever it was. And let's go back out so we can smooth that thing out and not let it just stick there, raise up, and turn into something else. And that's one of the things that I could appreciate, because you don't want to have those kind of things where there's so much misunderstanding, which Jesus never misunderstood anyone who he spoke to. He met them right where they were at, and then he dialogued with them and he continued. So I can appreciate so much of Jesus and who he was and what he provides and what he provided then and what he provides now. It's just sometimes I wonder, and I know I often wonder these things. And for those that have followed me over the years, I sometimes wonder if anything that I share is getting out to people, that, and if I'm making any disciples, if this, what I'm doing for the Lord is making any kind of headway for anybody else that needs to know who the Lord Jesus Christ. I often have that. And even right now, as a BSF discussion leader, I don't get puffed up and feel prideful about anything. I am humbled extremely enough to even know that the Lord called me to do this. And it is not because of me being so special, but the Lord called me to do this. And with honor and humility, I do it to serve these ladies, to serve them in such a way that humbles me. Lord, I am thankful. So right now, I just wanted to come on and let you guys know I'll be on here more often to get consistent back in daily sharing here, because I know I haven't. I've been focused on all my time on the Wisdom app for a very long time. I have, and just had trying to get that live part that I so love. And until I get myself, you know, organized in order to do a live video and showing of those things, for now, I will do my best to get over here and upload all these different episodes. I know my episodes never catch more than, I don't know, not a lot, but 1,000 listeners an episode. I'm still pushing towards that, but I don't stop. I'm going to continue to press towards the mark of the high calling. And whether I have 1 or 1,000 listens, I know that the greatest listener is the triune God who listens and hears everything that I do. And I'm grateful to him for all that he has provided. And I'm never going to stop sharing regardless. And I did want to also send a reminder out for those that may not know, but as a reminder here, this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It is, in fact, October. So I know I've been sharing on Wisdom about my domestic violence journey, and I will continue to do that, because there's nothing like sharing a lived experience of what you've gone through to help people to understand that domestic violence is very serious, and it's not something that we should take lightly. It does end up people losing their lives. It does cause people to be homeless. And it is a very serious thing that involves people in these situations, in these circumstances. And if you find yourself going through domestic violence, or you believe that you are in that situation, please call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. SAFE, the numerics to that, 7233. I hope that you're okay, and I do know that the Lord helped me to get out of my situation, and he can help you get out of yours. I always say, though, please leave your situation when it is safe to do so, and never tell the person who harms you when you're leaving. You just need to do that quietly. And when you've got all your things together, that would be the best time to leave. So I know I started out talking about John 4 and ended up with domestic violence, but that's kind of what I do over here. I talk about domestic violence a lot. And for those that have never gotten the book is called The Gift of Finding God's Love, Guilt and Shame Turned into My Shine. And you can definitely get it on Amazon. If you find that book and you like it and you think there's amazing content in it and you've enjoyed reading it, could you please give it a 5-star rating and really put a good, honest review on there so that others can find that book and also read it and pass it along to those that are experiencing domestic violence. So thank you all. I hope you guys are going to have a great morning, afternoon, evening, night, whenever you catch this particular short episode. You guys have a blessed day. Remember to be blessed, motivated, and always inspired to do what the Lord lays on your heart. Take care, you all, and I will be in contact again. God bless. Drake from God's Gift Through His Word. If you have enjoyed listening to this podcast, please do me a huge favor. Please share it. Please like, share, and subscribe to the YouTube channel God's Gift Through His Word, and share this podcast with someone that could use some encouragement. If you like what you hear, and I hope that you do, I just hope that you would share it with many, many people, your friends, your family, coworkers, whomever you know might need a little pick-me-up. And also remember that it's never okay to be harmed. So if you also have someone who might be, you may think, going through some hard, challenging times, send them over here to get a word of encouragement to lift their spirits up, because everyone can use a word of encouragement, and sometimes it's hard to get that inspiration when you're going through. So please, if you like what you hear, give us a 5-star rating, me, over on Spotify or anywhere else. And if you would be so kind as to follow, it would be most graciously appreciated. And if you want to answer a question, please, if you're so kind and you see that little question in Spotify for the community questions, and you would like to answer the question about what you thought about any particular episode, I encourage that. Please do. I definitely want to know who's listening, and I always want to get a chance to respond. So if you do, I might even share you out on the podcast. So please do once again share this out. I am happy that you're here. I'm grateful that you're listening. And remember always what I say, to be blessed, motivated, and always inspired to do what God lays on your heart. You guys have an amazing day. Thank you for continuing to show your support and your listenership by tuning into God's Gift Through His Word. Have a blessed one, you guys. God bless.